B-Pod Studios.
That. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You noticing the reaction to the intern photo up on Twitter?
No, I haven't. Haven't noticed. Why? What's up?
There are women asking for the intern's phone number now.
Get out of here.
Chris originally tweeted, "The intern looks like he could be related to Zoe," and then put side by side photos there. When Kelsey Davis said, "Let me get his number," Kelly responding to that, "Please help us out. I'm drooling." They think he's a looker.
How old are these ladies?
Hold on.
They know it's me
right
and
now.
Not the
Let's
intern,
get the
right?
ages. Tweet your ages with it.
Do you know who these girls are?
Are you into older women? That's a question as well.
Do you know who they are?
Do you know these girls?
You freak you.
Wow.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Not sure.
Oh, he says no. He says no like we should have expected him to say no.
Of course not.
Have some confidence, kid. Yeah. My God, you've got random women throwing themselves
if
at you
I
on
gave
Twitter.
You, if I gave you $50 right now and sent you to a packy store and you had a real ID, what kind of beer would you buy? What kind of beer would you ask for? Goldschlager, classy stuff, right? Got the shavings in it. Yeah. I am McLovin.
What's it say, Hardy? Ages?
I don't believe it.
Well, Kelsey Davis, sorry to call you out here, but it's on Twitter. It's for
you posted. It's
public consumption.
It's public.
Her bio says CC19. What is CC? Community College? Curry College?
Curry
I bet
College.
It's Curry College.
Okay.
Kelly responded saying KP16.
That would mean she graduated high school King 3
Philip,
years ago.
16. CC20.
That feels
Curry
like
College
they're 20. Friends of yours.
They both from Curry College. That
you know, lying
who,
to us.
You know who these girls are, don't you? Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
All right, forget it. I fell for it. And then he lied.
Lied.
Not even
fail. Failed his internship. Why'd you Boogie, fail your internship?
How much I you lied. Pay for your haircuts?
Boogie Cousins torn ACL.
That guy's done.
I think he's done.
Achilles, now that. Ugh. Just seems like a guy doesn't take care of himself. Oh, closing drive.
Because he has a torn Achilles?
Hardy is the master of the top five list. Oh. Yeah, no, just because he's falling apart.
Zoe may have had the same voice as Al Pacino. NFLPA says players should consider selling clothes on Tradesy.
It's brought to you by what? What's that little
All voice? True. I don't know.
Cousins turned down 2 years, $40 million from the Pelicans last year.
Yeah, that's a bad decision on his part.
Oh, it was just stupid to begin with.
He's not going
to
get that money back. Got news for him. Baker Mayfield. I want to get to Baker Mayfield. Have you heard about Baker Mayfield?
I did, yes.
And what he's been saying?
Yep. And I like Baker Mayfield.
As a player?
As a player, yes.
Like, you know, his ability?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he's
you
spunky.
Have to.
He's spunky.
Yeah, I think he's got some ability.
He's a polished Johnny Manziel.
He's pretty whiny, though, isn't he?
No, he's not whiny. You know what it is? He's extremely, extremely available to everybody. I can't tell you what I haven't seen him on or who he hasn't commented to. You know what else he is? He's a little bit of a smartass. Remember last, at the start of camp, he took the podium and he had a mustache? And some guy asked him, like, what's up with the mustache? He goes, well, it's kind of mysterious, don't you think? He's just like trying to play back. It's like, it's too cat and mousey for me. I don't know.
Baker Mayfield says, people want to see us lose just because the hype is so real.
No, wrong. This is where he is so wrong. I am not rooting for Cleveland to lose. I'm actually going to go out of my way, or at least I was till now, to watch you play. Now all of a sudden you're the 2019 Patriots that have done this for 19 years. Or you're the Yankees of the 90s. We are so talented that people are rooting for us to lose. You have to win something to lose first. To actually have people root against you to lose. That means you've done it for a while. That means you've got it figured out.
He says the newly perceived target on his team's back does not necessarily mean everyone wants to beat the Browns. That I don't get, because he said, I wouldn't say that everybody wants to beat us. Well, no, in the NFL, everyone wants to beat you every single week.
You want to beat everybody.
Yeah, you want to beat everybody.
Yeah.
I think in the media and everything that comes with the hype around our team right now.
Oh,
people want to see us lose just because the hype is so real.
Oh, how do you know the hype? How are you aware of all this hype around your team?
I don't know. He says the media hype is real because they must be so good. He says, but we've got to go out there and take it one week at a time. Oh. We're just trying to win every week.
Yeah. But you're very aware.
So that's the dial it back. But I'm not cocky.
Okay.
I take it one week at a time, Baker Mayfield. But he's saying the hype is so real.
That's him stepping in dog crap and taking a hose out at the end and trying to hose it off.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that pile was there, but I really stepped in it. That means you're aware of everything that's being said. That means you're sensitive. That means you know who's saying what in that room instead of just showing up and functioning and doing your job. And you know, we're not going to say much. Everything we keep is keep it in-house. Nah, y'all expect big things. Look at all this hype. Everybody's rooting against us. That's you against the world? Baker Mayfield, in a matter of a year and a half, has taken us against the world?
Yeah.
A team that went 7-8-1 last year. What was he last year as a starter? 5-2?
Yeah, 5-2.
5-2. Mr. Seven Game Man, you said something prior to the show that now all of a sudden you're not rooting for him. Meaning Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for Cleveland.
See, I'm kind of rooting for Cleveland at the start of the year to kind of have a decent year because I want to come in here and get their teeth kicked in. Come on to the big boy shed.
Yeah. I'm not really rooting for Cleveland.
Come get your tools sharpened.
I'm not rooting for them. I kind of was last year because they just have been so bad for so long. But I don't think they're this little underdog feel-good story anymore.
Yeah, see, he's such a bleep talker, too.
Yeah, he just shut up already. You won 5 games in the NFL, ever.
You got more talented receiver than Tom Brady's ever had in his career.
You've started 7 games in your career.
Yeah.
You're right, maybe he's just too available. I don't find him easy to root for anymore.
He's too open, he hears everything, he says everything.
I don't like OBJ.
Shut it down, dude.
That's another guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL's marketing the hell out of Baker Mayfield.
Just win something.
Commercial with Brady for the 100 greatest players thing.
Right. Oh,
he is? I didn't even know that.
The NFL 100. The one where they're doing the thing at the banquet and he's in there with Brady.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Who's won 5 games.
5.
Granted, he looks like he's a good young player, but we've seen a lot of good young quarterbacks have short careers.
If you believe the stories, the Patriots liked him enough to want him.
So. They loved him.
Well, he wouldn't have said that stuff here. They'd get to him real quick.
Is it like a Marshan thing where he needs that edge to play?
Maybe. Does this have a chance to go real, real wrong for Freddie Kitchens?
Yeah, because Freddie Kitchens is like number, again, he was like the 8th guy on their list for head coach.
So Freddie Kitchens, the head coach.
He was like, yeah, we got the number 8.
Freddie Kitchens,
no one
the head
apparently
coach,
wants the gig.
Head coach of the Cleveland Browns in the first preseason game of the second half of the first preseason game. Had a kick returner take a punt for a touchdown. Punt returner. Took a punt for a touchdown. The entire bench emptied, along with the head coach in the end zone. So you had to get a 15-yard penalty. Freddie Kitchens seems like he's got a good handle on things.
Well, it's because of who returned it, though. It's that guy that just slept outside for a tryout.
I don't care. I don't care if Bob the intern returned it. You know?
Remember that guy that's holding the signs out of Gillette?
Yeah, underneath the overpass.
It's like the equivalent of that guy returning a punt for a touchdown in an actual game.
You know, and this guy, Baker Mayfield, is in a group of young quarterbacks that I think there's a large group of young quarterbacks that could go one way or the other this coming season in the NFL. There's a large group of guys that are all younger players that have had some success, Baker Mayfield included. He played well last year. That could play really well this year, or they could fizzle out. More on those guys. And one of those guys is Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. We'll tell you what he did in practice yesterday, because I saw this headline and read about what happened to him in practice yesterday with the 49ers. And I want to ask Zoe if we should read into this or not. He had a bad day. Former NFL quarterback Scott Zolak will tell us if we should care. We'll get to that story coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All the puff kicks with the pumped up kicks.
Jimmy Garoppolo, one of many quarterbacks. I say many because there's sort of a list of guys that I put in this category. Baker Mayfield, right? He could either have a great year or he could fail, couldn't he? Like any young player, he could fail. He could have a down year. We could look at them and say, oh, they went 6-10 and Baker Mayfield wasn't that good.
Oh, this is easy. These are called sophomore slumps.
Yes.
And this happens in the National Football League. Sometimes you need to give defensive coordinators credit. You get film on somebody, and I think this could easily happen with Patrick Mahomes.
What if he only throws
30 touchdowns?
I wasn't even going to put Mahomes
seriously
in this group, but
I love you for it. So Mahomes comes out of the gate. You have no clue what this kid can do. He's throwing the ball left and right. He rolls left, doesn't look, no look passes. Now, you got stuff on film to defend, right?
And you know I am a firm believer in the sophomore slump in the NFL.
And then you get stuff on film and you get a good defensive coach. Eventually, you figure things out a little bit. Like, the Rams, Belichick knew after 2 weeks studying the Rams, as explosive and diverse as the Rams are, you know what you do here? Play them in freaking zone. Don't ever man up this team. So, okay, so if teams start to play the Chiefs in a little bit of zone, is Mahomes patient enough to sit there and dink and dunk people? And maybe he's not.
I'm going to put a third-year guy in here, Deshaun Watson, who's looked incredible at times, and at other times has just looked okay.
I expect a big year out of him.
But it could be. We don't really know. We don't know what we're going to get.
We don't know.
All right, Deshaun Watson is a guy I put in that group. These are sort of the better guys in the group. You know, there was a guy in the Super Bowl last year, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
What are you going to get there?
I expect him to digress. I expect him to go backwards.
Almost said digress.
Go digress again.
Regress.
Regress. I know what you mean. You stopped yourself.
Don't say it if I didn't.
You stopped yourself.
Yeah.
That's a real question mark there. Sam Darnold looked really good at times last year on a bad team.
Should be better. A little bit better.
We hope he's going to be better. I think he's really good.
You think Adam Gase is going to ruin him, though?
I don't, but I think the player's good enough to help carry himself. But I saw him play poorly, but do good things through poor play. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does the kid have pocket presence? Does it look like he can function? Does the ball come out?
A lot of good tools there.
Yeah. I see that, and I see, okay, that's a guy I'd like to work with.
Carson Wentz.
I don't know because I think his physicality and his wanting to run can get him into trouble.
All right.
Can he be a thrower?
Who knows, though, right?
Hopefully, right.
I mean, we saw a guy who can really play, but who knows what he's going to be? Here's the point, though. Question marks of some guys that have had some ability and have shown some flashes of being really, really good with a ton of potential and have had a little bit of success already in the NFL. In the case of a guy like Mahomes, man, that's a lot of success already.
But, I mean, you take, like, say, Kelsey away for 4 weeks. Say he gets a hamstring pull or something, or one of his other receivers gets hurt. Like, that could kill Mahomes. Mahomes is so dependent, I think, on the system that it could kill him. Now, he's good. Don't get me wrong. I like the kid. You know, so, you sit here and you listen to me. I talk highly of Mahomes.
So the story on Garoppolo yesterday is that he threw 5 picks in practice in a row. Though those are the headlines out of the Bay Area today.
In a row.
That Jimmy Garoppolo,
hard to believe,
San Francisco 49ers quarterback, threw interceptions on 5 consecutive plays in practice. And, well, you know, they got Richard Sherman playing there. He had one of those picks.
Nice player. Not the same player he was 5 years ago.
He had one of the five picks.
Oh, what's that thing Garoppolo had on his wristband?
Garoppolo had all those notes there on his wristband. Garoppolo eventually responded after the five picks with a touchdown pass to Jalen Hurd. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Shanahan said, sometimes it's a good situation to put guys in when that does happen. You try to protect them in a game. But practice, when there's an issue, you kind of see how guys react. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. So, tell me, should we read into that? Is that a big deal? What happened
there? I think it's near impossible to throw five straight picks in practice. Really, I think you have to suck beyond sucking to throw. Most I've ever thrown is two in a row. And it was my rookie year, and they stopped the drill, and they pulled me aside. And they said, you see those people over there? I'm like, what? Yeah. Oh, those fans, yeah. He goes, what do you want to do? You want to be out here with the players? You want to be over there with the fans? He goes, you keep throwing a couple more of them in a row, that'll get your ass on the other side of ropes quicker than anything. So then it's like, okay, if it ain't there, throw it away. Don't force it. I'll take an incompletion or a sack as opposed to a turnover any day of the week. After one, after two, after three, okay, I'm the $28 million quarterback here. I ain't going to throw another one. Remember Brady in a Super Bowl after his first pick? Threw that awful ball out in the flat. Was it the Hogan? Got picked off against the Rams. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, it's on me. It's the last mistake I make. Okay? I'm done. The awareness of it. This goes back to, I don't know what it is with Garoppolo. Like, if you're there and you're the guy, you don't need people telling you you're the guy. Don't look down at your wrist and say, I want to be a robot. It's Matt Ryan.
Robot mentality.
Robot. You know who throws five picks in a row? Robots. Should piss you off. I don't care what it was, a deflection, anything. Yeah, it dwells on you. They say, oh, the great ones put it behind them. Yeah, they do. But the great ones have the ability to still get pissed, but have enough attention to detail to say, I'm not making that same freaking mistake again. You've covered a lot of camps. You've covered drills where they sit there and they circle it. Now, you think Jimmy Garoppolo is running the cards? Meaning this is Bill Belichick back to me, where me as a scout team player, as the third and second quarterback on the team, Charlie Weiss would hold the cards up, and Belichick would have it all designed and throw it right here in the big circle. I throw one there and get picked. Let me do it again. Throw it here in the circle. I'm going to throw another pick. I'm going to throw it to the open guy. So he starts screaming, put two in. And Parcells, no. I don't want him throwing interceptions. And it went back and forth. It's a bad habit. Bad habits create bad habits and get you in trouble more.
Isn't he a gamer? Didn't we always say that about him when he was here? He's terrible in practice and awesome in the games.
Yeah, that's nice. Now you need to now once you become that gamer, now you gotta take that next step. Let's try stringing some games together to where you're actually available for the team. Let's see if he gets through a season.
Zoe's telling you this is unacceptable for a professional quarterback. Unacceptable.
Tim Tebow couldn't throw five picks in one practice. You've covered any practice. You see anybody throw I've never seen five in a row. Etling. We'll go back.
I've never seen five in a row. Do you know why?
I threw four in a row the other day. No?
Do you know why?
Not four in a row.
Do you know why I've never seen five in a row? I don't ever recall someone being allowed to stay in to throw five in a row.
That's like same drill. Five in a row. I can't even get past four. Five in a row. It's not like, okay, we went to one-on-ones. Okay, threw a pick there. Then we'd go off to half field. Another.
Like, how was he allowed to stay in there? And they said, Jimmy, get the hell out of the huddle.
Oh, you've got.
Like, that I can't believe.
Oh, you got Kyle Shanahan seeing, like, we're trying to see how he bounces back. I'm just trying to stand back and observe the robot. You know, be robotic.
If it happened here, whoever it is that's thrown three picks in a row would get pulled out of the huddle.
Take a lap.
Get out of the huddle.
Get out. Run.
Obviously, you're not in it today. Get out. That's why I don't think it would be possible here.
Danny Etling got converted to receiver, ended up getting cut. I don't think he ever threw two in a row. Five in a row. Five's a big number. I'm sorry. Five. Guys will throw three in a row. That's not a big deal. That'll happen. But Jesus, what issue are you pushing out there to where he's got to throw five in a row? You know, he's got to have a big year. We invested a lot in him. Or maybe that's what you want, Patriots fans. Maybe you want him to throw five in a row every day.
Patriots quarterback for 2020.
Right, Hardy, if he digresses or regresses, that means he'll be available to the Patriots next year.
Regresses. Yeah. Regresses.
Yeah.
That's who you're looking for. Mike in Wakefield tried him earlier. He's back. Mike. Okay.
Sure is.
Okay, no more Mike.
Gentlemen, so sorry. So sorry. I didn't mean to blow your ears out. I'm on the motorcycle today working. How's it going?
You didn't blow our ears out. I think you just wanted to say that you're on a motorcycle.
What kind of bike?
Yes. I got a Kawasaki Vulcan Vaquero 1700 with a 103 in it. Yeah, let me take you guys off the headset real quick so I can give you the respect.
Oh, nice. Do you have leather pants on?
Hardy, what do you think?
No, I'm wearing shorts, actually. Shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, so you're driving one of them crotch rockets.
You want to hang up on no,
sir.
So bad.
Well, sir, this is a 1700. It looks like a Harley.
Oh, so live to ride, ride to live. I got a bike that looks like a Harley.
We're 45 seconds in, and we hadn't talked about anything yet.
I just want to know what job he's doing. He's working on that on a Kawasaki.
Get us off the headset and call us back. Please.
That was rude.
Call us back when we're off the headset.
Does anybody make a t-shirt that says, I don't care about your motorcycle?
Yeah, they're on the Sports Hub. That's on the Sports Hub shop.
Oh, on the
website now.
Multiple beach closings, by the way, down the Cape today. Multiple.
Come on.
There was one at 11:40 this morning, according to Jim Louth. We were in the middle of a discussion. I didn't want to break in, but it fits with Jim Louth's theory that a lot of these shark sightings take place weekdays, maybe a slow day, random Thursday down the Cape. How do we drum up some lunch business? Shark in the water at 11:40. Beach closed for an hour.
We just had another one. Nauset, another one off of Nauset.
A little late for lunch, though.
Yeah. No, the lunchtime thing has sort of gone out the window. Mm. They've been closing them at all times of the day now. Yeah. All right, Mike is back, and we're off the headset. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just next to Route 1. That's why it's a little noisy, but I'm off the headset right now. Okay. I'm actually a personal shopper. Zolak once called me bread and milk boy. So I want to talk about the CBA, and I want to say that I think the players are really going for guaranteed money, and I think they should get it. And well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, they know how much abuse they're putting their bodies through. The NFL teams are just writing up contracts, and they're as useless as the paper that they're sitting on. And I think that's going to be a huge push for those guys. And I'm glad that they took the initiative, the PA took the initiative to kind of coach young players on, like, hey, don't be stupid with your money because you might not be getting any for a while. And also, Zoe, I want to
go back to personal shopping.
Yeah. What is a motorcycle
kind of
really the best mode of transportation? Yeah, I'm going to call up my personal shopper. I need a 4-pack of AAA batteries and a thing of Tic Tacs.
You got like a milk crate attached to the back of the Kawasaki?
Can you go pick me up a roll of certs?
I have an Army official rucksack. It holds up to about 150 pounds, and a 24-pack of water fits perfect at the bottom of it.
Nice.
And I can also strap stuff to the back of the bike because it's huge, so I strap it to the sissy bar with a bungee cord, so I can carry like 4 cases of water.
You know, you know where you could fit more things in? A car.
Bye, Mike.
With a trunk.
Mikey.
And a back seat. And a passenger seat.
I think they should get more injury protection is what I think. Whereas if you sign a deal and you're, you know, a player who's signing his rookie deal, second deal, whatever it is, you should have more money protected for injury.
Like part of that for me after these guys leave the game is taking care of them more. And it's more so than just that I'm, you know, I mention benefits and stuff. But it's more about, you know, body care, your ability. Okay, what's breaking down? Okay, say he needs a knee replacement. Can you take care of that type of stuff? Joint replacement. You know, pay for his chiropractic bills, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think that is
head
where,
injuries.
That's where they should start. Is making sure that the money is protected more against injury. And I know some players have really good contracts where it's negotiated in, where their guarantees against injury are really good. Well, they should try and extend that to the players who don't have the giant contracts in the league. Some of the injury protection could be better for some of these guys. 617-779-0985. Tom Brady just spoke in Nashville. We're actually going to hear that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand. on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Are you ready for the big drum riff? It goes do doom
doom doom doom. Get it ready?
Bow.
Foo Fighters.
Yep.
One of their, actually, they're probably like 10 years old now.
They did something cool about two, three nights ago. They were doing a festival show in Europe somewhere.
I like festivals.
And there was a guy in a wheelchair that the crowd like brought up on stage and kind of like lifted him above the crowd. And Dave Grohl asked the crowd to pass the guy forward.
In his wheelchair?
In his wheelchair. So they crowd surfed him all the way to the stage. And they like the guy was up there in his wheelchair on stage, and you could tell he was like, he is losing his mind. Dave Grohl hugged him. They did a song, and the guy was up there on stage, and he like went out and took the encore with him, and like just hung out with the band on stage for the last, I don't know, like 10 minutes of the show. It was cool. Nice. What's so funny, Zoe?
Nothing.
The guy in the wheelchair?
No.
Oh, you're
no.
Looking at a video
He's
of yourself.
He's watching a video of himself.
I'm watching Lane in the back. I just laugh at him.
Okay.
Not me or you or him or your story.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Foo Fighters the best, like...
Oh, shut up.
Current band? No, seriously, though. Like, you talk about rock bands, like, current. Like, you would actually go see and say, you know what? That's a good band I want to go see. Because, like, Guns N' Roses have passed. Yeah, how many times can you see U2?
They're the biggest rock band in the world.
Like, real.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean...
There's so few left.
There isn't. Like, how many times can you see The Who? How many times can you see The Stones? That's what I'm saying.
No, like, they're still putting out, like, relevant new albums.
Yeah.
Let's get to Tom Brady. From Nashville. This happened just a short time ago. Here he is. Patriots quarterback spoke today.
Get the microphones. Cameras ready. How are we doing? Good to see you guys.
Start a little bit with yesterday there was chirping on the part of Vrabel. Today it seemed a little bit more civil between you two.
Oh, really? I wouldn't describe it as civil, but he's been a good friend for a long time. Obviously, done a great job leading this team. And, proud of him, everything he's accomplished. I think we all support him, even though he's coaching for another team. And it was just really good work. Good work between these two teams who, they took care of us pretty good last year. And we knew it was going to be competitive, so it's been a good couple days.
Through attrition and turnover, you've gone through a lot of wide receivers, and you're now throwing to the Gunners and the Braxtons.
Yep.
And they're competing, and you're having what appears to be outstanding success. Can you give your appraisal of how it's gone?
Yeah, I think those guys are working hard, and I think... Training camp's an interesting time with a lot of bodies, and there's a lot of guys in and out. And I think that's really, some years you might have three guys set or four guys set. And I think this year we haven't really had that. So, it's good work for the quarterback just to make a read and then make a throw. And whether we come up with it or not, like at least we're going to the right place and making a good decisive play. So there's still a lot to be gained, with guys moving in and out. And that's just the way it's been.
It's tick, tick, tick leading up to the beginning of the season, though. I mean, is it a situation where you're like, all right, we need to settle in and get some good work in with the guys who are going to be playing?
Yeah.
How do you approach that?
I mean, I don't think that's really in my control. And I think for the guys who are out there, they're trying to get the work they need to do, And I think there was good competitive work. You're going against Malcolm, Logan, Adderay. I mean, those are three really good corners. They got two very good safeties, so... Good group of linebackers, a good scheme. Who's ever in there's got to get the work. So that's kind of what we.
Tom,
it was a good couple days.
Tom, was it good to see what appeared to be a teaching moment with Braxton? He missed a route, but he came back and appeared to listen or heed your advice and make a couple plays after that.
Yeah, I think that's the learning curve. I think for a lot of players and being on the same page and really, I think so much is him expecting. The ball to be a certain place and me expecting him to be a certain place. And I think the chemistry between a quarterback and a receiver, a quarterback and a tight end is so important because, it's all anticipation. If you're waiting for things to happen in the NFL, you're too late. You got to just anticipate and expect them to be a certain way, and that's the way they turn out. And I have obviously a lot of experience, so I know where guys should be. So I'm trying to tell them, if you want the ball, this is where you got to be. Which is hopefully good learning for those guys, and it's good teaching for me. And I think that's just part of I always say quarterback can't do anything without the receivers, and the receiver can't do anything without the quarterback, which makes it you know, really great relationship. And that's why we work hard at it. That's why you spend the time with those guys and you put all the work in.
Tom, what, as far as Brave, what do you think made him such a great player? And do you think those things will make him a great coach?
Yeah, he's extremely competitive. Really a hard-nosed, tough player. Competed at everything. You know, when he played offense, he was an incredible player for us. Obviously, when he played defense, you know, one of the best Patriots to ever play. You know, he dropped into coverage, he rushed, he covered. You know, and I think he's built a team that's very similar. Very hard-hitting, hard-working, you know, just a good, tough, hard-nosed team. And, I mean, you see it every day in practice with these guys. They got a really good team. It's been a good couple of days.
Well, he's got a lot of work in the last 2 days today, red zone,
yep.
2 minutes. With all the work and then the short turnaround for preseason game 3,
yep.
Like, does that reduce your desire, need to play in the preseason, do you think?
I don't know. You know, I haven't even – I just expect to play. When if he says you're not playing, I'm not playing. So I think there's a lot of things that factor into his decisions, but I'm not involved in any of those. So I just show up and practice. It's been my role. It's been my job. So trying to show up and do a good job.
And I know there was a trophy presentation before practice. How did that go over with with Coach Rabel?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to speak about that private moment, but it was a nice gesture from me to him. And hopefully he appreciates it.
Any desire to ever square off with him on the sidelines in your future?
As a coach?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I'm never coaching. I had enough plans enough for me. So thank you, guys. Yeah, I did. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, how complimentary he was of Vrabel and the Titans and how nice.
Remember that, though, about the coaching. Whenever someone gets, you know, starts talking about Tom Brady's career after he's going to be an owner, he's going to be a coach, he's going to be a senator, he ain't doing any of that stuff. Stop it with that nonsense. You hear how quickly he shot down coaching right after playing? No, I'm not going to coach.
Well, he's going to be Mr. Mom after this because she's holding the fort down right now.
And she's got her own buckets to fill or something.
Not a real I give him credit. I give him credit from this respect. I've listened to a lot of sound from across the league. You hear Aaron Rodgers. Like anytime, what's his coach's name even? Like Matt LaFleur? You ever hear him talk about how
Guy LaFleur, yeah.
Or whatever his name, Guy LaFleur?
Yeah.
He'd say something, and Rodgers would be like, nah, I didn't see it that way. Or, how do you like these inter-squad scrimmages? You think these are good, these joint practices? And LaFleur's like, yeah, this is great. We get so much work and detail work. Rodgers like, I would never do this again.
Well, that's and it's such
he's
a stark contrast.
Right.
Well, he's the anti-Belichick, too. Belichick would be like, this is here to practice. Brady actually listens to the question. And even if it's 90% BS, at least he's gregarious.
He'll give you a fluff.
He's like, yeah, I don't know if I would say so much that. He'll disagree with you, and then maybe he gives you an answer, maybe he doesn't. But it's somehow pleasing to the ears. It doesn't bother you to listen to it the way it does, whether it's Rodgers
right
or Belichick, who just won't answer, I'm just here to look at a blow this whistle.
No, but like Brady's like, yo, they're all out here working hard, and he's trying to do some, and you know, you come back after a mistake, and hey, I know where I want him to be. He needs to understand where the ball is going to be. That's nicely saying that.
Right.
They don't know what the F they're doing. Okay.
Right.
I'm good. I'm older. He said it. I'm older. I'm a veteran. I know where I want the ball.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. It has one of our callers from today, and Hardy would like to play Zoe some music. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Life's a journey. Enjoy the ride, people. Buckle up, Buttercup. 6 locations now get to Awaken 180 weight loss. Summer's not over yet, and it's not too late to start.
All right, a few things to get to here. First, Zach the intern voiced something for us here today. Worth playing one more time.
Tweets from joint practices with the Tennessee Titans.
It's going to have a short life, so we might as well get that in one more time.
I disagree. I think there's work out there for you, boy.
Call of the day goes to this guy, though. Have a listen to this. Jim in Connecticut. Jim.
Yes. Yeah, the same topic. To me, athleticism means strength, speed, and coordination, which could yield some very funny results, like on the Red Sox, JBJ, and Vasquez. However, in baseball, you take in to more things for the best player, such
Hold on. Is Vasquez
the
fast?
Ability to make them around them better. Hello?
Is Vasquez fast?
Hello?
You said speed. Speed, strength, and coordination. Christian Vasquez,
okay,
is he speedy?
He throws the ball with a lot of speed. I'll
throws with speed.
He's got a lot of coordination, and he's strong, okay?
Well, how about
Yeah, so does my Uncle Gilbert.
I don't know your Uncle Gilbert. As far as
same topic
as
for Patriots, 400.
Yeah. I would go with James White.
James White. All right.
Yes. Oh,
you don't give any credit to the big guys. Say you got these 6'8" tackles that can move the way they move and have the strength that they have and wingspan. Doesn't that play a factor in it?
No. I don't like their speed.
I'm done. No.
Because I don't like their speed.
I like their speed. Oh.
Not enough speed.
But boy, that Vasquez.
I don't know your Uncle Gilbert.
I don't know. That Vasquez, when he stretches that double into a triple, man, watching that guy.
Yeah, he throws fast. Therefore, that speed is where his speed comes
from. I wonder if he looks at Ortiz when Ortiz used to play as athletic.
No.
Remember when Ortiz would duck his head around Jim, remember the times Ortiz? Ortiz would duck his head around in second, thinking it like made him faster.
No.
I don't know from Uncle Gilbert.
No. I don't know your Uncle Gilbert. I saw who's still in Gilbert Grape?
No.
All right, Zoe, you said earlier today, is Phil Collins' best song?
Yeah.
The one that we play here on Thursdays. The hell is it called? Easy Lover.
Yeah. Easy Lover.
Rolling Stone did a reader's poll a couple of years back. Top 10 Phil Collins songs. Here's a few that I think you should consider.
Against All Odds.
It's a live version, huh?
Against All Odds. That came in at number 2.
You're coming back to me. Against All Odds.
And you already just...
Yes. Number 2.
Don't Lose My Number. And that that came down at number 9. Mm-hmm. This is... I think this one is my favorite.
It's like
actually,
remix.
No,
what
not.
Is it?
It's two.
This song kind of sucks, though.
No. That was hip-hop-y. That was not my favorite. Not Susudio. This one.
Good one.
No, that's not it either.
It's a good one.
T-Bone threw a bunch more in there. This one is my favorite.
Now I know I wish it would rain down on me. Oh, I wish it would rain down on me now.
Clapton did the guitar work. So that's probably why it's good. And then readers voted in the air tonight the number one Phil Collins song. So just
overrated.
Not overrated.
I'd take all those others over that.
Gated
one.
Reverb. Gated reverb.
Huh?
What?
Isn't that? I think that's a Genesis though.
What's the other one?
Is that Him, I, Himself? Or
when he was
that
in that movie. He was in the Jungle Book. Book movie. He sang one. It's a Jungle Book movie song.
I don't know which song you're talking about.
He says it's by himself. I don't care anymore. That is another good song.
I don't care anymore.
Back tomorrow, Zoe. Have a good time in Nashville. Hardy, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, see you then. Felger Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one.
says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati on a Thursday. Big Jim Murray alongside in the Maz chair. Hi, Jim.
Good, you?
Just fine. Thank you so much. We got Marshall Hook settling in the update studio and here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're talking Patriots, Murray. And I heard something last night on television that stopped me in my tracks a little bit.
Oh.
I want to start off the show by personally thanking Tom E. Kern of NBC Sports Boston for just continuing to pile us with content. Content and relevant content and talkable content. He's not talking about the backup guards. Tom Kern fills me with content as it relates to coaches and quarterbacks. And well, this was the latest. Jimmy, let me know if you are ready to roll the sound. This is last night. And the leadoff thought here is that, you know, Mike Vrabel with these controlled practices and these joint practices with the Tennessee Titans, everyone looks at Mike Vrabel, or some look at Mike Vrabel and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.